Rory, Christy and David Walsh, I suppose, you know, the reality is it's the end of their cycle. You know, David, you know, has a long standing hip injury. Rory, he was turning 35 this year and just felt he'd given it absolutely everything, and I don't think anybody could doubt that. And Christy, you know, had indicated he'd definitely like to give it a go, but his circumstances don't allow it, you know. So look, I'd like to say a big thanks to all the boys for their massive effort. I'd like to wish them all the very best, and no doubt hopefully they can play a good bit of club football for the next couple of years.
Yeah. Three very experienced players who would bring still a lot to the squad. Were you trying to maybe change their mind at any stage over the course of the last number of weeks?
No, I wasn't, to be honest, Oisín. You know, I've very much left it up to them all, as I would have, you know, said Damon, you know, if you feel, and Colm, you know, I think if you feel that your time's up. So it is, I suppose, I want to move forward now with, I suppose, fellas that are just mad keen and really hungry. We're really thankful and delighted with the service we got out of all the boys, but, you know, we're looking forward to a new beginning now in 2017.
Just before we continue to look forward, we'll mention that Owen and Anthony, the door obviously still open for the two of those guys. They haven't retired, they've just decided to step away for a while.
Aye, Anthony has a couple of things on, and he's a bit of travelling to do in the early part of the year, so it's kind of left. We'll speak to each other in April, see how things stand. You know, Owen, you know, has opted out for personal reasons, something we would have been aware of last year, and, you know, we wish him luck in whatever path he decides to go. But as I say, if either of them decide that they want to come back, you know, we'll definitely be keen to have them.
You've got 16 under 21 players in your squad. What's it been like since you all came back in to get prepping for the year?
It's been really good, Oisín. It's been exciting. You know, they've great energy about them. You know, I've been really impressed with what I've seen from them in club football over the last, you know, number of months. You know, I suppose August, September time, I watched a lot of them and felt all of the potential to play for Donegal. Their attitude's been very good and their willingness to work.
Yeah. And being part of the senior squad, and obviously over the next couple of weeks playing a number of games and the McKenna Cup will benefit them. Do you think come under 21 championship time in March?
I think it'll all benefit them. I think, you know, they've done a really hard 5.5-6 weeks of training to this point, so they've worked hard even before that in the gym. I think every session they do now, the McKenna Cup games, with their involvement in the league, whatever under 21 challenge games they played, I think they'll be in great shape for March the 15th when the under 21s play Tyrone and obviously for ourselves going forward.
Yeah. A lot of the players that have been around the squad are filtering back through the course of the next number of weeks, so you'll be using a lot of them, will you, for the league come February, March?
Ah, we will. Our full panel that we have for 2017 is back training, so they're all back, all at various levels, you know, so we're trying to harness that to have a mixture of the young lads at a really good level and the experienced lads have enough under their belt to be competitive at the start of the league.
I suppose your objective for the league this year, Roy?
Listen, we just, I suppose at the minute the league's a long way off. It's January the 10th now, we're playing on February the 5th. We're going to work extremely hard between now and then, but there's no doubt we'd love to stay in Division 1, so we would.
Is it going to be harder to stay in Division 1 because there's a big change here? There's a lot of experienced players away and a lot of young blood coming through. Does it make the task of staying there that wee bit harder?
I guess it, in ways it might, Oisín, you know, but I suppose, you know, of the lads that went, very few of them were starting and playing full games, you know, so it was. So I'd look at it another way. It's really exciting time for Donegal. I'm really pleased with the quality that we have. I've been really pleased with the attitude and the desire and the chemistry that they've built up with the older lads, you know, so I'm very hopeful.
Obviously the championship, that date on the 21st of May is the one that stands out, the one that's going to kick off. Really, that's the big date so far.
It is, yeah. Listen, we always work back from that. We want to hit the Ulster Championship, you know, in good shape. We want to hit the ground running, you know. Antrim, the last team in Ballybuffet in 2009, beat Donegal. They're up to Division 3. You know, we'll have to get to know them over the next period of time. But, you know, in between that, we're going to prepare really well. We've 7 cracking games in the National League. Thankfully, we've 4 at home. You know, to have the Dubs at home, to have Kerry at home, Monaghan, Tyrone, it's going to be great preparation.
How big would it be to take victories against them in the league? Because if you get those points, you have a big chance of staying up. But for these young guys, it'll be involved in it.
Oh, well, that's it. It's going to be exciting, you know. I think Kerry maybe not lose as many as we've lost. They're going to be something similar. I'd imagine they've had 3 successful All-Ireland minor teams. They're going to have a young team as well. It'll be huge, you know, to get off to a winning start against the likes of them, having Tyrone and Ballybuffet on a Saturday night as well. All those are huge challenges and huge learning curves.
Through the course of the last number of years, we've seen young players come through, and there might have been one or two that have faltered under the squad. Given that there's so many now, will we see a bigger influx coming on over the course of the year?
I think it's inevitable, yeah. You know. We've started, you know, that's why we started very early with them. You know, we've got them, and we feel, you know, physically they've improved a good bit. You know, we've had, you know, Owen Bann, Stephen McBrady, Kieran Thompson, Miall Carroll, Kieran Gillespie all played bits last year. I'd expect another 4 or 5 with them this year.
Some people say that Donegal are maybe now lacking that experience with the large number that have left, and when it comes to championship time, maybe that might tell. From a supporter's point of view, with such a big transition happening at the moment, would it be maybe that supporters have to be patient here, given the success that we've had over the last since 2010, that if we're going to have success again, that we might have to be patient on it?
Well, look, we're not looking at it that way. Yeah. We're looking at 2017 as a wonderful chance for ourselves. We're very happy with the quality of players. Yes, they're young. You know, yes, you know, you never like losing experience. But the other side of that is you've got young players with more energy, probably more pace in their legs. And for us, we feel that we're going to be extremely competitive. You know, we don't set ourselves ambitions, but we know how cherished the Ulster Championship is. We've been very hurt the last couple of years, and we'd like to be back in Clonus and Ulster final day.
Does that hurt drive you on more to get it back again?
Ah, there's no doubt, I suppose, yeah. You know, every year we've been very hungry, but the reality is we've come up short. I sense a huge energy and a huge hunger in the group, but it's early days and we've got to keep reproducing that every single night of training.
So just finally, what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks ahead of the opening league game? Do you up at a couple of levels of training? Is that part of the plan?
Ah, yeah, listen, well, we've a good bit of hard work done, Oisín. We'll continue to train very hard up until the start of the league. We've two, you know, very good challenge games. We feel, you know, the two weekends before the start of the league, which we feel will leave us in good shape.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for talking to us, Rory. I wish you all the best for 2017.
Thanks, Oisín.